Okay?
Yep.
Okay, so I just want to finish up, first of all, from yesterday, from, I guess, Yud Tzadik Gimel, the first part of Chafifa. We had a machlokas between Rashi and the Shultas, which fundamentally is whether it's preferable to do Chafifa during the daytime or it's preferable to do it at night. That depends how you understand the conclusion of the Gemara that we saw, Efshar and Lo Efshar. It's what's preferable. According to Rashi, it would seem that it's preferable always to do the Chafifa if possible during the day, because you're afraid that at night you'll be rushed, you'll be, your mind will be elsewhere, rushing to the tefillah, won't do a proper job. So when Efshar, when it's possible, you should certainly try and do it during the day. And then there's the sheet of the Shilta says the opposite. It's better to do it at night because we want Samuch l'chafifa tefillah. And therefore, you should do it at night unless, for whatever reason, technical reason we discuss, it's not possible. So just to look quickly to finish up the parts of Shulchan Aruch that we looked into yesterday. So the Rosh in Hilchos Mikvot Siman Lamed Zayin, that's we're up to, I think, 45. But we saw Tosafot, we saw kind of a third sheet. Right? What? Oh, did the Rosh ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So we saw, so up to 46. We mentioned kind of a third sheet, right? A middle, a little bit of a sheet that Derek Klal, you shouldn't do it at night. That's what Rabbi Tam seems to. Efshar, meaning it falls on Motzei Shabbos, like a regular Motzei Shabbos, a weekday, so then you do it at night, okay? But it's Efshar, to do it on Motzei Shabbos, so then you should do it during the day. But it's preferable always to do it during the day. That's kind of like a middle position. So the Rashba, we mentioned the Machlokas earlier, the Machlokas later too, the Rosh, it's in the Lamed Zayin, how it seems to hold like Rashi. And Efshar means do it by day. If Efshar, then, for example, the Leil Tzu is Motzei Shabbos, and Motzei Yom Tov, then you do it at night. That's how he quotes the Machlok, we see he quotes Rashi first. At the end, he mentions Rabbi Tam. Let's look at it again in the 45, maybe five lines to the end. Rabbi Tam Pierce, the Pisco, the Efshar Shalom, Bolo, is called Din Chafifum Boyom of Belila. He learns all Efshar, remember, Rabbi Tam learns all Efshar and all Efshar differently. It's not a question of during the day, during the night. He says that Elakoy, it's modifying the Hodder Kamar Ishol Tokh of Be'er of Shabbos. It's talking about the Erev Shabbos case. Okay, that's what he's talking about. And in that case, what's better? When the tefillah is Motzei Shabbos, that's the case. And that's what Rabbi Tam learned. The Rashba, I guess that's up to 46, the Rashba says, in terms of Isaac Kotzer, by Zion Shar Zion, seems to hold like the Shiltas, right? Because he says, Chafifa Tzvich Leos L'chatchila Somuch L'tviyosa, right? Which means preferably night. And therefore, lefichach lo tochu, we shall be always derek klal, v'tipo v'layla, l'chofefes b'layla, t'omelas b'layla. Okay, that's how the Rosh Bullets, that's how Machlok is. The Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Tezayin, writes, Takanas Ezra 47, he should tia isha chofefes azara, achar kach tipo, bim efsho lochof b'layla, hud na'a techem chafif arezim eshubach. So that's like the Shulchan. The Rambam seems to prefer that if it's possible to do it right before the tefillah, that's the best time. Then you can even have a longer distance in between. Okay? That's the Rambam. The Mordechai in the Hilchos Mikvos in the Tavshin Memtes quotes the Hilchosa Isha Chofefes Balaila, Velo Tachov Bayom, Dibin Samach Lachafifa Tfila, and you can steer the two Hilchosa, it's Lo Kasha, it's Efshar and Lo Efshar. All right? And he writes, for example, Kigon Shu Yantiv Motzoi Shabbos, like this year Shu, Saturday night will be Yantiv. So then, Oz Chofez Be'er Shabbos, Afa Pishas Vilas Motzoi Shabbos, Obelel Sheni, Kigon Shu Chol Shneim Tov Machar Shabbos. Notice that he doesn't say Shem Tov Mashar Rosh Hashanah. He says, Chutzoi, the two regular 2 days, like the Shavuos. The Kol Shechenim Chal Tulos Obelel Shabbos, Obel Yantiv, the Chorez Yom Tov Belaila. Ken Yeshu Foshit Zofasi, Vachain Pesh Mashil Tov Chai. And so a Rashi pasuk, the other tray in general, lachov b'yom b'layla, and that's Rashi. What I wanted to mention at the end, did I say this also? Did we say this? The Mordechai mentioned at the end, the best thing would be to start the, when you have to do it, let me find the right words here, let's say, pasuk b'sefer truma, 3-6 lines for the end of that Mordechai. Pasuk with Sefer Truma, Hilchav Tov Nachon Shetichanes Bechamin Biyom Biyorim Gadol B'Tachov Atzma Nachas Olo B'Chipazim V'Lo Teitzei Adla Erev. She should be in the water a long time, an hour, whatever. Be in the, not necessarily in the water the whole time, but the Chafifa. She's when it's still right, not right before sunset, but do things slowly. But don't come out till afterwards. Daf Shiltas Rav Chai, the Asu Lacha Beyom, Hainu Ki Yotza Vodim Gadol. Even the Shiltas, who says you should not do Chafif as a general rule during the day, that only means like in the morning when it's still, she's going to go out and it's still plenty of daylight. I will Haisa Shamana Erev Modu Dishari. And therefore, Behecha Shechal Tzvilas Motzoi Shabbos, O Yantiv, L'chol HaPerushim Chofevs B'lil Tzvilas, O Sarchiv Lacha Merev Shabbos. Okay? Then he says everybody agrees you shouldn't do it on Erev Shabbos. The Shilta says you can do it at night, and Rashi in that case agrees you can also do it at night. So he does not like doing it on Erev Shabbos, but there's still the concern of what? Doing a rush job. So he says, therefore, the proper thing to do is Renachon Shetirchot Bechamin Me'erev Shabbos, Kol Gufo Verosho. Do some sort of preparation, wash yourself carefully and so on Erev Shabbos. Umotzoi Shabbos techamim kumkum chamin or kedera gedol, get a hot water somehow. But tishav shef again, kolagu biyodev, gam tisu groshim, asoi comb out her hair. And if it's yontem, motzoi Shabbos, chalzvas motzoi Shabbos, ulal sheni b'Shabbos, shneyom tov achar Shabbos, and then you can't to do it, so then you should tirchot b'chamim heitem erev Shabbos, the toch of roshim, the tishmor atzma b'yom shemin tayim, mikol tinaf, and be careful in between days. If you have no choice, right? You can't do the chafifa. In other words, when you can do the chafifa Motzei Shabbos, you just can't. I'm sorry, when you can do the tefillah Motzei Shabbos, therefore you could do the chafifa Motzei Shabbos too. That seems both the Shiltas and Rashi would come in agreement on that. But he said it's better to do the, because of the concern for the rush job, to do something, a thorough job on Erev Shabbos, and then redo it kind of a little more superficially Motzei Shabbos. But if that's not possible, because Motzei Shabbos is also not allowed because it's Yontif, or 2 days Yontif, etc., then she should do it Erev Shabbos and kind of protect herself from becoming too dirty, or, you know, and clean out your teeth and do the best you can to get any meat out and so on. Okay? And that's, now let's look on the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel, my 49, Kufsim Kufsai says Siv Gimel, Chafifa Tzorach Lios Lechatchila Samach Letvilasa. Therefore, V'aminek HaKosher, the proper thing is, in general now, Shetasil Lachov V'od Yom, begin your preparations V'od Yom, when it's still daytime, take the bath then and so on, and be involved in the chafifa and the other preparations and scrubbing and brushing down till it gets dark. Proper minhag kosher, also even if she did the chafifa, bring tisoy masrik lebeisat tefila, bring a brush and rebrush your hair there. Okay, now there are more adds of the shasar chak shetzvicha lachov b'yom, or she efshal lachov b'yom, shetzvicha lachov b'layli yachol lasos. You have to be careful to do it. It's shasat chak, so you do it when you can do it as carefully as you possibly can. Okay, the shach, it's a cotton vav, right? So chen kosel v'harein v'sifro kerashi the yoser tov lachov bayom v'balayla. Okay, so he asked the kasha that we asked, but that's against the earlier gemara with the yemar, okay, who said that it seems not that way. Right? He says you should do it. What was it? Yemar again. Rabbi said the halacha is when you're. Look back again. Rabbi Yemar said that on a 3 day, you can never have a 3 day lapse, and even a 2 day lapse is allowed only when it's must that way. So, then why? Then why do you have that? Why are you allowing that kind of lapse? But according to Rashi, how about Yemar? Rabbi Yemar do Pollock. The dog, we time zen near Shalom Chilka post, we say, I'm Tom, Shachol Yachas Shabbos, Shachol Fevs, Motsoy Shabbos, but you know, Echot Shachol Yachas Shabbos, and we don't accept that lalach, he's saying. Okay? But at the end, he writes, how much time should you spend? The Ato Tikno, look 3 lines in the bottom, Lachov Belaila, Vitasok, Vichafifa, Davka, Shah Achas. It should be an hour. I don't mean 60 minutes on the hour, but it should be an extended period of time. Shalom Tehei, Mahumala Bezos, you shouldn't rush things. Okay? Okay. So first we had that kasha of Rashi. See, so we don't necessarily pass in that way. Okay. And the Taz also is gotten involved. Based on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, what if she's traveling someplace and she won't have hot water at night or some other problem? Then die b'chafi v'efil l'shultas. Okay. V'chein b'yef shalach v'yom die lo b'layla v'efil l'Rashi. Because they're all. Basically, they're only dealing with hatchila. The nearer the hodim and shas rachavidyon baruch hu b'dovalayla tzvicha iyur b'dikah b'chol gufo kol matzila. He says, but let's remember something. Remember the iyur we talked about yesterday. That's the raisa. That should be right before. The Iyun of Bedika v'chol gufa, that's got to be right before you do the Tevilah. Okay, that's not a din the Chafifa. All right? Now, the Shulchan Aruch then says in Siv Dalet, the Siv Dalet here, this is a continuation of this same discussion. Siv Dalet, 52, Chal Tevilos Motzoi Shabbos, Sheyef Shalach Molyom, Tachov Beleil Tevilos. So says the Shulchan Aruch. But, Rama adds, based on Mordechai and so on, Umina Yafehu Shetirchatz Heite Be'erv Shabbos, Umotzoi Shabbos, Tachov V'Tachov V'Tachov V'Tishuch Ma'at. And that's what we do, right? That's the Ramo. Now it's interesting because the Shach, it's in Cotton Tess, 53, writes that that's Mikra Din. Right? The Ramor mentions a minig, minig yofa, Shatircho Tzeta Ver Shabbos. The Shach in some Cotton Tess, 50 writes, Uklark Kasabi Cotton Vav, back in 50, the Chachu Ikra Din, Shatircho Tzotoch of Heta Ver Shabbos, the Tirzo Tzotoch of Mosoi Shabbos. Not just minig Tov, and that really depends on how you read Rashi. You see what I'm pointing out? The way the Ramor writes, the minig yofa, it's a good thing to do. But the Shach wants to say, no, that's the Ikra Din. That's the Ikra Din, because that's what he learns Rashi is disagreeing and saying, no, the proper thing is Lachov Mayom, and that's Mikra Din. And therefore you have to do it, you know, the Chafif on Erev Shabbos. Whereas if you learn the way, and he's disagreeing with that Rabbi, if you learn the way we had Rashi yesterday, he's not necessarily disagreeing. He's just talking about where there's no other choice and so on. So it's a question of how you learn that Rashi at some point in the end. He says the Shach learns it that way.
The Shach writes,
Abel Afirush Rashi. That's how Shach understands Rashi. Did the one of the Rishonim say it that way? I don't think so.
Well, you don't need to do it. They just have to do it in this case.
Yeah. Right. That's the question. Did Rashi mean that you must do it then? You just said you can't do it then. There's no choice. I know. He said you can do it then. And he prefers to do it. No question Rashi prefers to do it in a day. But, in other words, again, let's go back. Rashi definitely prefers during the day because he's concerned about not doing a proper job. Rashi, in ordinary circumstances. But when you're not going to be able to do. What does Rashi say when Rashi says you're stuck Motzei Shabbos because you can't do anything Motzei Shabbos? Okay, so that's when Rashi says you can't do it during the day. Motzei Shabbos. It's Motzei Tzilus, Motzei Shabbos. You can't do it during the day. So then what does Rashi say? Right, then we thought that's when Rashi said, okay, you do it at night. There's no choice. That's the low Efshar, right? Right? That's where he agrees. So that's one way to learn Rashi. And then it could be a minute tov that even then you should do it. But the Shach wants to know Rashi, no, even Mikra Din you should start at that. That's what I'm saying. You hear? That's it. Okay, so that's the Shach is a toss-up. I'm not sure everyone agrees with that. And the Taz doesn't seem to agree. The Taz is not involved. He writes, E.F. Shalach of Yom, die Belila for the Rashi. See the second line of 51? You see that Taz? He says, that okay to do it. Doesn't say about doing Erev Shabbos. They want to do it Erev Shabbos. It's a minik tov. It's a good thing to do it during the day because, you know, to make it do a proper job. You follow? That's not clear that's what Rashi would hold. That's one point here.
Okay?
The Taz and Vav on the second line, 51, he says, V'chein b'ev, at the end of the first line, V'chein b'ev shalich l'chob yom, die b'layla for the Rashi. That's not what the Shach says, though. If die b'layla means, okay, so then it's a good idea to do a minik tov and so on. I didn't emphasize that at Taz. I emphasized the point about the Bedika, just so we're not. But I'm showing you, I'm not sure he agrees with that Shach. That's all. Okay? So the B'yar Gro also, in Sinkratan Tazayan, that's the question. Is the halacha like, Merema said the halacha is like that? Is that the case? Or is he only talking about it on a weekday? That's the question. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and we look at it carefully, right? And look in Sifhei now, 55. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Nizdam no til b'leil Shabbos. Oh, no, I'm sorry, that's the other case. That was this case. That was Sifhei, right? Chal tulos motzoi Shabbos. He says minik tov. Now, what if she has the tefillah on leil Shabbos? So then, Sifhei, that's Nizdam no tefillah b'leil Shabbos. Then talk of bayom. What choice do you have? That's the case we said even the Shultus agrees, right? Nizdam no tefillah b'leil Shabbos, Friday night. Then talk of Bayom. Right, now the Levush points out this, what is one Ha'ara. even Tachov Bayom does not mean we totally ignore the concern of Samach L'Chaviyu Tefillah. So look at the last source I printed, 56, the Levush writes, "V'mizdamna Tefillah Sabalel Shabbos She'i Efshar Locha V'Shetekshav Elad Kodem Ben HaShmash Adayim V'Ariyomu Daila V'Chafif L'Shiyom Samach L'Bein HaShmash." You should still do it as late in the day as you can. You know what I'm saying? And I would say, still, there's still a concern. You want to have Samach L'Chafif Tefillah. It can't be completely Samach because it's Shabbos. So you do it, you know, and then the Tovelas, you do it as late, don't do it in the morning, you do it as late as you can. Okay? It's Adkan, the Shiur Tzadik Gimel. The rest, again, the next few Sifim, really continuation. I just divided up there because of time, I just got there. But we'll move now to Shiur Tzadik Dalet, okay, a new set of sources, okay? They do it late in the day, Friday.
I don't know, I'm saying, what's the Shabbos?
What does Shabbos think women do?
What's really
the Iker Chafifa? The Iker Chafifa they do is Friday.
So that's the Iker one, so they'll do that.
I think so. We try and do the Iker for Friday, yes. And then, but they still do
when you don't want Shabbos, you do all.
You know, they wash themselves, they bathe again, or they call themselves, they don't have to add a storage job. I think that's the more common. Yeah. In fact, yeah. The one is more superficial. The Ramos, I mean, the Ramos says it, right? The Ramos says Minik Tov to do it. It comes out, the Rashakta said it's more than a minute, you know, but Lamai said it's the same thing. Okay. Now, in that same Gemara, in Nida, the end of that Sugya and Samech Chesam and Aleph, I repeat it again, because there's a new set of sources. Okay. Right, the Gemara said, Behilchasa, Isha Chavavavas Bayom, Betavelos Belaila, Behilchasa, Shalocha Tacha Belaila, Sakasha, Hilchasa, Hilchasa, so Lo Kasha, Hod, the Efshah, Hod, the Lo Efshah. So we had Rashi said, okay, good. All right, now, what if, now the halacha, okay, what if Yontif is Motzai Shabbos, or Shabbos Motzai Yontif? We haven't had that case in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, again, this is all continuation, it's all from the same sugya. Yeah, that's what we're dealing with right now here. If Yontif is Motzai Shabbos, like this Yeshua's, or sometimes Shabbos, or the other 3 day, the other way, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, right, what do you do then? So the Rosh, again, it's Simon Lamed Zayin here, which is the last Sinah Hilchos Mikvos, the Rosh, and Nida. The Rosh writes in three, Shalach Rom Bigger, Te Ishalo Tacho Ver Shabbos, Betamol Atzma Heikhi Shechofen, Te Otzma Lala, Pirish Rashi, Bekoshi, Hitira Lo Lahachi Chafi Fos Mitzviloso. They had no choice, right, in certain cases, but we try not to do it, right? Ela Mishum Lahachi Odif Lachal Bayom, Di Chaifa Belayla, Mitoshmo Lebeis, Alo Chaifa Shabbos. We have no concern. We have no choice. We'd rather not separate. Rashi is agreeing. We'd rather not separate. Some of Chafif Tila, we realize it, but they're not going to do a good job. What did you gain? So now the Rosh writes, the Hilchasa, right, he quotes the Halacha, and the two steer in the Hilchasa, and he writes, Pirish Rashi, Hod, Efshel Chav Yom, Kigon, Bimei Chol, Chofefes, Hechel Efshel Chav Alad, Gon, Shechal, Tvilos, Motzoi, Shabbos, Shem Tachov, Erev Shabbos, Lo Techos, Motzila, Hilcha, Chofefes, Bileil, Tila, Motzoi, Shabbos. Now the Rosh writes, Rufi Perusho, Imchal Yontif Motzoi Shabbos. Okay? He's extrapolating from Rashi. Because what did Rashi say again? Rashi says, Chal Tvilosa Motzoi Shabbos. Right? So then Rashi says, you do the Chafifa Motzoi Shabbos, right? That's his low Efsha. Are you with me? Right? That's his low Efsha, according to Rashi. It's Chal Tvilosa Motzoi Shabbos. Okay? And if they do an Erev Shabbos, it's not going to be Samach. For there, Rashi agrees, Bekoshi and Tira, but they have no choice. Right? What can you do? It's certainly better to do it at that time, but you have no choice. So they'll have to... you'll have to do it at night. So he writes, Ulofi Perusho, Imchal Yontif Motzai Shabbos. What if Yontif falls on Motzai Shabbos? Then he writes here, Nira Shalo Itiru Lachal Perav Shabbos Ulit Mosai Shabbos. Shari Perish to be Koshi Itiru Lachal Yomalit Belailim in general. Ela Dahachar Atrem Shudu Hula Besa. Avala Hachik Kulei Hai. Merav Shabbos Mosai Shabbos. Then also, Afim Chayantum Mosai Shabbos. Somebody says, Umutav Shetidcha Tfiloso. Push off the Tfilo. Because you cannot move the Tfilo that far apart. The Chafifi. You see what he's saying? You cannot, in other words, when you have a regular day, okay, when you have a regular day, all right, he says, Only the other thing is, when you can't do the hafif at night, so he says you have no choice, right? Say it again. That's Rashi. What do you mean? Bekoshi tiru. Here's Rashi. Bekoshi tiru lahachi hafif mitzvilosa. We don't want it. But it's better to, even Rashi says you do it, even on a general day, okay? Rashi says you always do a tefillah before, during the day, right? That's Rashi's preference. But why is that Rashi's preference? Okay? Why? Because you won't do a good job if you wait for nightfall. But that's what you got to do. So therefore, there's no choice. So therefore, if the regular today, Monday, regular tefillah, we're going to make for tonight, she'll do the hafif according to Rashi today. Right? Even though Rashi admits it's not optimum because you're foregoing what? Somal Chafif Tvilah. But okay, but you got to do a good job with the Chafifah, so therefore you have no choice. So maybe do it late in the day, whatever. We had the compromise to start at the very end of the day. But that's what Rashi's saying. It's Bekoshi Tiru. But why Bekoshi Tiru? Because we're afraid you're not going to do a good job at night. But that's Bekoshi in ordinary case. But when it's, let's say, Friday into Motzei Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, then for sure you can't do it that much. Even Rashi will say, then you're going to have to wait. That's too far apart, according to Rashi. You hear the Rashi? That's what he's saying. Okay, you cannot be marchet the tefillin that far. Okay, and mutav shetirchet tefillosa. Okay, now, others disagree. Okay, Tosus, Anat Daf and Nida Samech Ches Van Aleph says, Hilchus Isha Chofer Zion Tefillos Van Aleph, Pirsh Be'erv Shah. He's saying that in a case when you're going to be putting off the chafifa that far from the tefillah, even Rashi says you can't do that. Right?
How far is too far?
Well, much of Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, is too far.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Even much of Shabbos, not Yom Tov. Even from Friday to much of Shabbos. And the chid is even. And what if? So they do it at night, right? But now it's yontem. You can't do it. Tough. Put it off. You know what I'm saying? Even. I'm clarifying. I'm sorry. Thank you for pointing out. Even Friday to Motzei Shabbos is too far, according to Rashi. Rashi says it's that regular Monday to Monday night. Okay, it's a few hours. But if it's going to be your whole night, even one day, and the chid is, says the Rashi, even if you're not. So then, what would Rashi say if you can't do it during the day? So regular Motzei Shabbos. Right, so then do it Motzei Shabbos. That's his low efsha, right? You can't do it on Shabbos, so do it Motzei Shabbos. Correct? What if Motzei Shabbos is Yontif? You can't do Motzei Shabbos. So you're going to push it back to Friday? Says the Rosh, no, you can't. It's for sure too far. Even Friday to regular Motzei Shabbos is too far. He said, that's what Rashi admits. That's what means Bekoshi Tiru. That's what Rashi admits. There's low efsha. You have no choice but to do it Saturday night. And what if you can't do it Saturday night because it's Yontif? Or 2 days Yontif, certainly? So now would I say you can do it Friday? No. That's too far, according to Rashi. You hear what he's saying? And he says, Mutav shetirchet tefilosa, push it off. That's a big chiddush. That's he's learning Rashi. But Tosa doesn't say like that. Okay? Tosa says on that same dafani, the Samaches and Al, Dirmas of Hilchasa. Okay? Hilchasa Ishachov is beyond Tosa, Allah appears by Erev Shabbos, Tvelos Motsoi Shabbos. Hilchasa Ishachov is talking about Allah appears by Motsoi Shabbos, Allah Tamar Lachov by Erev Shabbos. Okay? Had the Efsher next house is Lachum on Tzoy Shabbos who Chol, then Tachuk Bo, fine. Below tomorrow Lachum on Shabbos. Had the low Efsher Lachum on Tzoy Shabbos that Leil Tvilasa can go Motzoy go to Yontif Chofefes Mer of Shabbos. Not like the Rosh said. Okay. Afal Pisha Tvilasa on Tzoy Shabbos a Leil Sheni on Shabbos Beim Shnei Yom Tomachar Shabbos. Okay. And again, that's that Rabbeinu Tam. That's that third year. That's where they part company. He says, "Below Iri Hashas Klal be Isur Chafifa Shachas Vilas Arvis Below Sukkas Yom." Okay, V'Chein Lo Iri be Isur Chafifa Slai. That's not what it's talking about. In other words, it comes out according to Tosas that she should do the Tefillah on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, whatever it is. Okay, even if the Tefillah is going to be several days later, not like not what he's saying in Rashi. Rosh may write that it's Rashi Shita, but this is a different Shita. It doesn't quote Rabbeinu Tam here, but yes, yeah. Okay, you hear? So he's saying there, no, you do it Erev Shabbos. And I guess he's less worried about the Samach L'Chafif Tefillah. Okay, but low Efsher, we're not going to put off the Tefillah. That's how Tosa seems to say, right? Looking at Hod Efsher, Lachov Motzoi Shabbos, not Efsher with day and night. It's not talking about day and night. Hard, care for the words. Hard the Efsher Lachov Motzoi Shabbos. Can go on a regular Motzoi Shabbos. So then Tochov Bo, the low Tamar Lachov Erev Shabbos. Then we agree, don't do it on Friday. If for Friday, do it on a Saturday night. But for Hard the low Efsher Lachov Motzoi Shabbos, Lil Tvila, so night of the Tvila, can go on Shu Yontif. Then Chof Fefes Erev Shabbos. Not like the Rosh said, then put it off altogether. No, Chof Fefes Erev Shabbos. AFLP, Shetvilos, and Motzei Shabbos, or Lel Sheni Shabbos, because you have 2 days Yontif. Okay, and that's how you learn. You see? It's different than the Rosh. And the Rosh Boa seems to agree with that sheet. Because the Rosh Boa writes in the Bayezai Orach, Bayezai Zayin, Shar Zayin. Vasik the Hilchus, or Isha Chofar, Vion, Tos Valaila, Hilchus, Isha Losong Valaila, Vin Kash Yotz Hilchus, Lo Kash Yotz Shar Olosh, Klomar. Behold, the Efshalach of Valaila, the Litbol Valaila, Lo Tachon, the Chatkila Valaila. That was the Shiltas he passed. Then he says, Avahecha the Sramila Tvila Bishabbos, Inami Biyantif, the Efshalach of Belila, Chofefes Biyom Betavelas Belila, the Lavdafka Biyom Betavelas Belila, so Akram, Elaf Filu, here's the line I mentioned right now, Lachuf Be'erav Shabbos, Ulitbol Amotsoi, Shomtav Rishon, Shachar Shabbos, Bain Shal Goyas, Bain Shal Rosh Hashanah, the Efshalach of Belil Tvila. Okay, he says, like Tosas, they should do the Tefillah Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, even if the Tefillah is not going to be told day or two later. So in that sense, he agrees with Rashi, or with Tosas. I mean, he doesn't agree. He says, like the Shiltas, doesn't he? He said, in general, it's better to do it at night. But if you can't do it at night, then you can even do it as early as a day or two before. He's coming at it from a different direction, but he's saying the same thing. You follow? The Rosh Bo writes, Elafil, three lines from the bottom of five. Elafil lachov be'erev Shabbos, v'litbo lemotsoi yontif rishon tzachar Shabbos, Sunday night. Or bein sheni shel goyis, or whatever, it's Monday night. Like this Yeshua's. Right? He said, that's okay. But he does add something. V'dafka b'she'ina gufa v'rosh v'shas tefila. V'chafifa d'rabbanan heikilu, k'yechelo nedchit tefila b'zmana. Let's remember, the whole chafifa is only din d'rabbanan, takonis Ezra. So that you can push off, even that will push off the din d'rabbanan, so as to preserve tefila b'zmana, not to be docha the tefila. Rashi said again the way the Rosh learned Rashi. Look at the last words I printed in three there. He says mutav shetircha tefilasa. The Rosh Bo says no, sir, it's not mutav. It's mutav to push aside the din d'rabbanan. However, avaliyuni midoraisa lo efshua. That you can't do it. That's doraisa. That you can do at night. So he's holding, like I told you, just adding this point of doing a proper bedika. You hear? So it's really now machokes of what to do in this situation. All right? The Ran on the Rif in Shul Zanam and Alaf, this is a summary. I could have quoted this at any time before. Okay? But I put it in here. I don't have to read every word here. But on the Efsher and the low Efsher, he has the second line. Hilchim is down Tfilah Belil Yantav Shachar Shabbos Chofet. He agrees with this Rashba and the Tosas. Look at the second line. Hilchim is down Tfilah Belil Yantav Shachar Shabbos Chofet is be'erev Shabbos v'tavelas motzoi Shabbos. And apparently, even if it's 2 days and so on, Chofet is be'erev Shabbos. Aval olam kol shetfilah bechol, then Chofet is belayla. He agrees with the Shulchan and the Rif. That if it's a regular weekday, then it's better to do it at night. Well, there, and he quotes Rashi, holds the other way. Okay. But anyway, that's an important machlokas to be aware of. So how do we paskin? So let's look in, and he also mentioned the very end on the next page. Again, avo biyune ikim nechayetz begufa hamin raisa lo mekelina. We're not going to be makel. He says the same thing. The whole chafifa is takonis Ezra. So then we makel to make it as early. Some of chafifa tefila fine, but not. But since it's only drabbanan, we'll make it early, but not the yune. Okay, he says it also. So that's what he says in the Shulchan Aruch Tosfos Sifov. Chal el tefilos amotzoi Shabbos v'hu yontif she'ef shalochom oz tocho be'erev Shabbos. He paskins not like that Rosh and Rashi, but like the Tosis and like the Rosh Bo and like the Ran and so on. Okay? Good? Okay, next. Eight. We do a... So we'll do a preparation Erev Yontif, or Erev Shabbos, whatever it is, and then she'll do that super, you know, the lighter type of thing afterwards. Yeah, you gotta do that. Gotta do that. Right. Okay?
Can you get
shower?
Say
it again?
I
don't got that problem now. Okay?
Could be then.
Right, that's the whole issue. Don't take a hot shower. But there's also the Xerichitis called Gufo. The question is, that apply this man anyway, whenever he showers, it's shalom hol nefesh, and so on.
So
yes,
presuming you catch
Ayurveda? I don't want to say that. In those days, it was more of an issue perhaps in our days, because there wasn't hanala. If you're asking me, if you're asking me, then there's room to. I don't shower nothing personally. My wife, I don't say I allow, whatever. When it's a 3-day yontif from Friday, I thought it is more time. Especially off for Schwitz.
If it's a woman that showers.
But anyway, the Chafif is usually bathing. Yeah, then she's doing it. Yeah, but usually bathing. Okay, the next thing is, now what if they're 2 days yontif after Shabbos? Okay, again, the same question. So it's essentially the same issue. Can do the Chafifa that far apart? So again, the Raivin, the Bala Nefesh, not Raivin, I'm sorry, the Bala Mor, and his comment on Raivin, the Bala Nefesh, says, Ad Kan, it can't go 2 days apart, it's too far. Right? Look at the Tzatzoga Dalad, on Simon Gimel, in the Bala Nefesh, in the Hasoga, that's the Selah Machokas, right? We've had it a few times, the Bala Mor on the Raivin. He writes, Suga the Shmites, the Nida, right? He says, Kula Vesfila Mecha Bion, Mipalaila Adif, right, Mishum Yuni Gufe, okay, everything we said. Umidocha, like this is our crashing. Umidocha, Chitter, Viermel, Mecha, Belalo, Mit, Belalo, Motso, Yantav, Shalach, Shabbos, Vomer, Efshe, Chai, Belalo, Tavla, Belalo, Ho, Adifa, Le, Merchokas, Chafifosa, Gimel, Yomim, Obeys, Yomim. Okay, now he said, Midik, Omer, Efshe, the Chaifa, Da, Kinem, Ino, Shalo, Hitter, Elamidocha, Karchocha, Chafifosa, Halav, Hachim, Mecha, Yomim, Odif. If it's not being docha, then during the day is better. And that's how he learns like Rashi. Okay. Now Elo Shahoya Mehem Mishiti Locha Belalo Mitocha Docha, and some allowed it Mitocha Docha, but that's the Shiltus and so on. But anyway, he is not interested. He does not seem to allow separating the Chafifa Tefillah more than 1 day. Okay. It is better to do it on Erev Shabbos during the day. In other words, to do it during the daytime. I'm sorry. It is better to do it at night. Look at the words again. The third line of the Balamor. Omar Efshar the Chayfa Belayla b'Tovla Belayla. That's better. Adifalei Merchokas Chafifta Gimel Yom Mobeiz Yomim. So he allows it 1 day, you know, from Friday to Motzei Shabbos. But he says to do it because he also prefers to do it during the day, right? He says that like Rashi, it's better to do it during the day. Bekoshi they were allowed from the Motzei Yontif Achar Shabbos. So you can do it on Erev Shabbos. So 1 day you can push it off. Okay? But 2 days or 3 days doesn't allow. All right? The Rambam, that's what the Beis Yosef learns. Huh?
He didn't say anything about Kishper. Well, after you have no choice. He says that's
better to... Right, but that's what he means, though. I mean, he means you shouldn't push off. There shouldn't be some...
That's when you have no choice. It's hard when you have a choice.
Oh, right. No, okay.
Let's say you have no choice. What would he
hold
if you have...
No, I think he's talking about that... It's better. Oh, I thought he was talking about even Yontif. He's saying no ride, he's talking about Yontif. Yeah, I hear. That's how I thought. I think that's how. Well, that's how I learned it. I hear. You could learn it that way. Okay. The Rambam, again, we saw this before. Perak Beis, Halacha Tazayin, Echos Mikvos, and 9. Takonis Ezra Ishatia, Isha Chofevis, Arbacha Tipol, Efshe Alocha Belaila, Im Efshe Alocha Belaila, that's better. We saw that there. In the previous year, over Shas Hadchak, Obnei Acholi Chofefes Afilu Be'er of Shabbos Tovelos Motzoi Shabbos. Does he mean Dafke? 1 day lapse or more? Not clear for the Rambam. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Does he agree with that Balamor that 1 day, not 2 or 3? Or no, I don't know. He said he allows Erev Shabbos to Motzoi Shabbos. That even Feirish allows. So the Beis Yosef here in Ozvov Bar Gimel writes the Dash Rambam Kosav. You know what he said. He quotes the Rambam, Ad Kan Lashono, source 10. Nirash Uzal Sover Delamayda Sikno Hilchaso Isha Chofefes Haefshar Hodelo Efshar Lesel Psocha de Possum Remar Hilchaso of Kisto Matars Vemar El Olam Lo Tafsik Ben Yom de Chafivlam Tila Yosem Yom Echot. He learns the Rambam as being literal. He says, they allowed me Erev Shabbos Lamotsoy Shabbos. That's it. But more than that, no. What? Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, he prefers doing it at night. Right? So he says, But if it's more than one day, then he doesn't allow it. Here, you see what he said? So, and then at the end, look right, even if it's not Yadav, let's say somebody's sick. Afilim Yachichua Docha Kohacholi, Lahatim Lachum Yom Rishon, Atfila Enel Al Del Shishi, Rashai Lahatim Lachum Yom Rishon, Avalola Haki Yoselo. Avalaki Yoselo. Again, he doesn't allow more than that. Okay? He doesn't allow more than that. So, that's how the Rambam seems to agree with what I learned about Amor. Okay, I just want to point out that back in the Rosh Boar, back in 5, and the Ran in 6, both seem to allow even more than even 2 days. Remember, that they said that do Erev Shabbos every other. How many days go by? So it could be a Machlokes Rishonim to be pointing out. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I didn't repeat the Makaris, but look back in 5. Okay? Look back in the Rosh Boar. Rosh Boar said even more than I feel. Rosh Boar said, Lav daf could be yom tzol es belayel shal achrov. El afil loch of Erev Shabbos lemot tzol yantav vishon further. Right? The same thing with the Ran. So those Rishonim, if we learn the Ran like the Beis Yosef said, it means literally. And we learn like what I think the Baal HaMor means, it means you have one day. That we allow. But the Ran and the Rosh Boar both allow, Ran and the Rosh Boar number 5, the Ran number 6, both seem to allow more days. Right, keep that in the back of your head. The Rosh also writes the following. Okay. We agreed, I'm going to come back to this, I'll put it on the Sukkah. We agreed that even when you do it on Erev Shabbos, you should still do something on Motzoi Shabbos. Okay, so what do they do? So the Rosh writes, V'kach nogos hanoshim ha'idna. They'll get themselves ready on Friday. They won't give sticky food to the kids. They will try to avoid handling sticky stuff. And they will heat up something, water. People use, like, I'll heat up water, not my issue now. Okay. They tie their hair together. I'm talking about Erev Shabbos. Because he's telling, what do you do when you prepare an Erev Shabbos? Okay, so you prepare yourself. You go into the mikveh. So she cleans her nails, avoids sticky substances, puts her hair in such a way that it's less likely to get the dirty and so on. Okay? You follow what the Rosh is saying? That's the preparation of Erev Shabbos. The Sefer Trum Olson, some Kuf writes, Hashta l'chola perushim, mutar lircho t'locho b'lel t'ilosa. Right, everybody agrees you can do it at the night. Ella shall appear Rashi. Odiv tray lichas biyom atzma tefila kadesh lo tamar atzma. Will appear shulz darachai adraba sur lichas becham alachum biyom kim balayla because you need teichaf lechafifat tefila. Hilchav tov and nachon shetikamis becham od yom. Then on good like we saw, go during the day. We talk about atzma benachon lechipozim. Do your preparation, you know, not so slowly, but rotates that Arab, because even Rav Chai allows that. Anyway, he writes, V'hocha, V'hecha, top line of his page, Shechol leil tfilosa motzei Shabbos, motzei yantiv, V'chol ha-perushim chofefes b'leil tfilosa, lo la-harchi kachafim erev Shabbos, ach tov v'nachon shetirchas merev Shabbos, kol guf b'chavim, v'rosha, v'chiyem motzei Shabbos, then have some hot water, clean yourself out, v'gam tisur kol rosha, hey, tuk masri, comb yourself again thoroughly. But if it's Yontif Motzei Shabbos, or 2 days, and so on and so forth, so then you can't brush your hair. Then, as Tirchot Becham and Heiter or Shabbos, as Gufa Vesosh, and Tokh of Atzma Lotzvata Laona, Ach Tishmor Atzma Vyom Shabin Taim, Bechol Echolos, Bechol Tinov, don't keep yourself get dirty, and then brush your teeth again, and so on. You get the idea. Okay? Now, on this business of giving food to your kid, a side point, throwing it in. Okay? This business of giving food to your kid, so the Bach writes, and also your base, Venus died at Rom Shutin. The law is you will maintain the tafshil of Nakot and tafshil of Dicer. Okay, it's been a dog on, you know, you're giving the kid dices of a cereal. You know, it's sticky stuff. Okay? Or things that will cling to you. Alright? And also, writes the Bach, don't make any cakes. Don't work with dough or with wax or something like that. And it'll lead to a chatzitza. Aval shar machol, and Bado tells me all the ochelos. It's not to eat. Other things that are not so sticky, not so, not so dirty, you can wash it off. Below, Haisa Kavanas Harosh or Manashek, they need Harris Bekah. You're not allowed to do that. At the moment, you have to worry about that. Okay? It also adds about the Pshita Shetrich Al-Ayin Kogufa. Some of them may walk from Ser, but Shoma from Ser, you have to do again a thorough check. All right? Nonetheless, if you're going to do a check anyway, so why can't you handle anything? You give sticky stuff, you're going to clean it anyway. Nonetheless, we're afraid that maybe she'll forget, or something very sticky will get on her. She won't realize it's on her back because that's where her kid touched her. So she should be choshesh for that possibility. Okay, the Beis Yosef doesn't agree with this whole thing. Beis Yosef says he said, I don't know what the issue is of not giving anything to her child. Look what he says. Was the hero's the Nesina's top shall have not any makir. I don't worry where that comes from. Dotim tigab top shall it's up, but no, Milo Hashinim. What do you mean don't give it to her son? What if she's eating it herself? Then it's okay. Apparently she's allowed to handle anything she has to eat. Okay, and she has to be careful. He said, no, maybe the dine us gonna Hussein. So Yevshut is Daita Shaka, so Regah Vitiga Vilava Daita. The concern is no, you may touch something and not realize it. But, not only that, but he said, he doesn't understand. Why do they make it there? Don't give sticky food to your kid. Why not make formulated? Clean yourself thoroughly in case you did get something sticky to your kid. Okay? See, so my in Badika, it's a hafifa, it's a whole different thing. The in Badika is a Dindaraisa. Okay? So he says, after all the bedika is what you said, Binyamin, can be done tonight at the Yontif. So we shouldn't rely on what you did at Erev Shabbos. Okay. All right, so that's a question. Is it really mutter to give something to your kid? Afterwards, the Beis Yosef might agree in principle. I agree with principle that it's mutter to give food as long as she's careful to check. The problem is, if you're going to rely on that, maybe you won't check as well by mistake. All right. The bias of culture by Zion, Shah Zion, 15 also talks about guarding yourself properly and so on. So after all, it's the Acharei Kichos HaKol. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Look at 16, the rest of Sifo. V'chein im cholu beiz yom tovim b'yom chamisha v'shishi. Thursday and Friday is Yontif. She's supposed to go to mikvah Friday night. Tochuf b'yom revi'i b'shabbos. He paskins, like those who shown him, would say, you can't have the bigger laps. You can do the chafifa Erev Yontif, Wednesday. 3 day Yontif, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. You do the chafifa Wednesday. And the tikshar saroseh kadesh l'isvablu. But put your hair together, it's less than a chance of getting messed up. Okay? And the Ramo adds, gam tizor b'yom shemayim chiva l'tvila b'kol tinofes. Be careful, during these couple of days, don't touch stuff that's too sticky. So yidbak b'shem dover. Gam b'negiyas tavshila, handing food. Omen esizel b'nef tanim, giving snacks to little kids. Tizor, im efsher. She can. Now, yeah, im heim dvorim and brochim. If they have sticky stuff, right, she can't be careful. Im efsher lezor, kigom she'ein lo mishiyas im koma, no one else to serve the food, or she'tzorach liga, but she has to touch it, which ain't lochosh. Don't worry about it. Omikol makom tirchat yadea kol pam shelo tova lidei chatzitza. Yeah, okay. Mishas tefila ta'ayin l'tidur ketiv, as we said.
Yeah. So wash your hands after every time that you... Like, if you're a poor darba, so you give your kid food and you wash your hands after every single time because you want to put it on why is it like a funnel for
Yeah, we put it principle. Fundamentally, you're getting a benefit from right now. You wash your hands now, so it's right now also. The ultimate intent. That's not a funnel. I don't think that's enough. Interesting question.
Also, the difference is like started, though. Is the lifestyle like started?
I think so. think so.
Sure,
didn't make it. There are more, if we're doing all these things, there are more ads in here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, they'll do the Tefillah Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. But by the way, the Ramon does not write the issue to wash on Yom Tov anyway, right? He said, Tefillah Erev Kopam. Oh, no, that's Kopam. That's what they're saying. Anyway, Tefillah, the Ayin between the Kate and Kongu is our social. Showing the Rechot says, today it makes a story, and so on. Then it's from terrace. Because you don't even get the water. The other way around, Tzvilas and Mashenik and Mishkotzvot and Tzvay Shabbos. The Shabbos also at the Yifam. Then I might have thought that it's not allowed. That's his Kiddush. He's operating through a certain amount of machines. He's allowed in Yatav. Whatever I said before. Since the Chafifa is so far away, there's even more of a reason to make sure nothing is stuck on you. Certainly, there's several periods of general units of time, which Kama owns from Chafifa, so it's lost. Right? There's a certain activity in the Chafifa, but you know, the Shas Chafifa, we know that she will also be. We came in the last few lives. The Kula Alma Tsukala, I am a little dog with Shas Chafifa. We shall feel the Zarbe and Hamil Fu, we do that for our purposes. It's a double kind of deal, both times. The Bureau brought us a new test, I said this before, right? The reason we make a little Hafifa early, no Darbon, he is the Raisa. Okay. One other case is ill, okay? And that is the following. Can you do what? What if there are cases where we'll be allowing Tzvila on Shabbos? What if you're allowing tefillah on Shabbos? There are certain cases, and we had that back a couple of semana ago, there's a certain case where you're allowed a tefillah on Shabbos. Right? So now the question is, can you do Chafifa Erev Shabbos at a tefillah on Shabbos day? Okay? Follow? Now, so there's a Tosus on Samazan, we had to do lots of Mishum Srak Mika. I mean, that was a concern about not doing it on Shabbos, because the girls will think you do it during the day. Oh yeah, exceptions. He said, listen, it's, I think we mentioned the title, we'll say it again, Rabbeinu Shul. Hikir le'isha b'yishar locha shagalav. Remember, that was one of the cases where we allowed to live in a day. They were in a dangerous neighborhood, they were burglars out and so on. So Rabbeinu Shul, hikir le'isha b'yishar locha shagalav, locha per Shabbos and Shri Yishalom. Remember, he allowed her to do a chafif on the seventh day. The limpo b'yom Shabbos and Shmini, b'yom yom, shagalav. So basically, she'll do the tefillah, the chafifa on Erev Shabbos, and be tovel on Shabbos. So that's what I'm sure will happen. Follow? Shul allowed chafifa erev Shabbos and tefillah on Shabbos. They're afraid to go at night, and they allowed it right in the seventh day of Yom. So do the chafifa before. And Rabbi Tam disagreed with this Rabbi Shul. Rabbi Tam also said the trei kula l'ashpa. You're doubling up on your kulas here. Okay, harchokas chafifa and tefillah and tzrachita. We can't allow you to do harchokas chafifa and tefillah and tzrachita. Mordechai, 22. Rabbeinu Mishul, Hitir, Rosh also quotes. Rosh on Zion quotes Rabbeinu Mishul. Mishul, Hitir, Lachum Shabbos, all Yom Shabbos, because they're afraid he can't raise his alava. And Shalom, at the top, he tops him. The true, without Trey Kulim, had that little Lena Kulim, Tarquita, the Kulim, the Arkham, the Schafon, the Tulim, and Mordechai. The Shul is Rabbeinu Shatav Shin, Mem Zion, because Mem Zion writes again. Rabbeinu Mishul, Hitir, Yeratah, Shalom, and Gambir, Abu, Abu, Isha should come where Shabbos has Zion Shalom, the Lidbol Amachar is beyond the Shabbos, which I'm sweeting. But the Tam Asa, which is Trey Kula Ashapon, never find a line of double Kula. The Lidbol Beyond and to separate the Chafifa from the Tzvila. He said that is Zelam Mitzir. And that's how Shulchan Aruch says in our Sin Kutsai Test in Zion 23, the Mokom Shireos Lidbol Malayla, Ein Lahat Yilochom where Shabbos, Lidbol Beyond Shabbos, Trey Kula Dil Lachvila, Kula the Shafifa, the Kula the Akhapa is Chafifa. Okay? All right. The last group of Dina, this Simon, had to do with what if you found the Chatzitza on it afterwards? Okay? So, the Gemara says in some Vomit, page 24, Amarok, Tavlo, but also the Nimtza Allah, number of Chatzitz. Now, in some of the Chafifa, Tavlo, Eina Tzricha Lachum, they told him, Lach Tzricha Lachum, says the Gemara. Okay? She came out to get dressed and make her, and noticed there was something on her shoulder or something. Right? So if she did a chafifa right, a normal case, she did a chafifa right before going to the mikveh, then we have the right to assume, as Rashi says on some Gomer Bayes 25, Eina Tzricha Lachum, Lipol, the Vada La'achar Shetavla Ba'alel. She did an inspection right before going in. Okay, she went and now she came out and found something. No, there was something that got on her afterwards. Okay? And that's how the Rabban, that was needed, her test, Hosein, 26, Afo Pisha, Chofetha, Gunther, Balayla, still, Bodekas, Kolbu, Fagel, and some of the, as you said, put to the Ian, the people before, Shabbat, Allah, they were both. Now, Borka, Biyom, Mishas, Hafifa, below Borka, some of the Tiluva, Salayla, what she did, the Hafifa during the day, but she didn't re-examine somebody. So, Im Shomra, Az, Mishas, Hafifa, Shem, Thomas, Az, Dari, Nibu, also, Tiluva. If she was careful, nothing sticky should get on her, then the tefillah counts. You don't have to do it again. Okay? So even in such a case, if for sure. Okay? Whatever, if you find something afterwards, whatever got on some other way. Rosh Boah, and by his Aruch, by his Zion, Shai Zion, fundamentally agrees on Bach, he writes in 27, Amar Gil Harab, Nasa Kapsu Tav, Tav, Lol, So Tefillah, Tav, Gav, Hashi Lech, Amar Begun, and Afal, if she didn't do anything, the case with the kip was when there was a FIFA heel. If not, then it would be in the case of giving something to the kip, then it was no good. Okay? But the bottom line is, with the derived from the words of the Rosh Boah, if she did do heel and a FIFA, then yes, also a heel. Okay. The rod on the rib, same thing. Shul is one with eight. Ika ben ayosom from the tefillah, it's in the middle of the rod, there is a makoma from shamir and alpha. The alpha gav the rochofa som from the tefillah. Okay, dafka nintoy the rochot is hudo also. The lokin tola also. Okay, the came to the yemen who have a call efsha. One thing is, oh, the married to shekina som from the tefillah, the law had an law in the tefillah. It's emerging from here is couple things. First of all, the way Rashi learned it, okay, when we said the Gemara, she found something on her, we have to assume that it came, if she did a chafifa for some of the tefillah, then we assume it came on afterwards. Okay, we assume it came on afterwards. Or, if she go watch herself carefully, it's not mine, if she watch herself carefully. Yeah. But if she didn't check herself or didn't do the
for that, for sure, it's a proper. But if she did do it, then it's a valid tefillah. Counts even if it was not someone. Low in an option bill or come for law also up to it. She's missing that. She didn't do that. If she did it, then we can say she got herself out of the long period of last. But if you didn't, low in an option, low come for
all.
Well,
you have to use one of them.
Yes. So what's he saying? He's saying that I really agree with him about it. Right. We'll come back to that. Okay, the Ran on the rib right, the Alpha God, the Lord, Chop, the Summer Philip, you feel okay unless you found something. Let's say that's a deal. Right? Misha, again, right, but Misha did it with a good deal, the Summer Philip, otherwise, you never make the law. Now we pass it, so Shulchan writes, Sibchez, B'yom Chol, regular order of evening, Im Chofafo v'ina atzma hayom, v'tomo v'lale yom acher, also atul v'dieved, afol pi, shoyo chafifu v'dikir, some of you know, it wasn't quite so near, but it's okay, the end is okay. Now the Taz, it's a front gimel, Tazel, Gimel writes, it's a Tazel, but there are many Rosh and Machel, which is a good. It's true, because it arises. Basically, what the Tazel is adding is the din of Chafifa, some of the Tefillah, is not really what we call Chafifa. If you've got a Chafifa, you write slow, you finish, you manage some of the Tefillah. But it's rather the other Medica. Even the last words of Russian, of the other Tad. The Af, the Marshal Khan, the Af, the Muslim Shemar Hakas and Khafif and Afila, of Kapara Eel of Turkey Club. Okay? Now the question is, what if she didn't do either? She didn't do Khafif or two. I got two, so she did. She didn't do Khafif or two. She didn't do either. So the writer writes the Balai Nefesh. Okay. That type of Eon is not enough. And right then, Mishum Haki had Tavla below Vedika's Hagu, below Chafifa, below Salkala Tvila Klav. Tvila doesn't count at all. Tvila will not count. Do it again. Rabban, her tesil medina oses, bar katzim lo chafa filu chafa la dil lo haya ser kashu kumbufa kiilu lo tabu. Even if it doesn't find anything, it's kiilu lo tabu, no good. Okay. Our spore as well, by its heart, by its zayin shahar, zayin, um shuhachi ki tavo bilvad, who did this a group, lo chafifa lo also to the clock. So how do we pass him? Most of us in the Bach, obviously, the Al 34. Bach writes, The Bach writes, I want to say the Ramban disagrees. That if you have no Khafif or Eon, then no good. But without Khafif alone, it would be. Here we say. Ramban seems to learn Ramban, and Khafif alone, if you're missing that, then it's still good. We seem to say, you know, if you're missing the one, it's still good. Shohar passed things that way than the second one, the first one. Yeah, it's a good time. Yes, it's a good test. Aber lo chafuf ha-klau lo also tila af al pi she'ina ba'atz v'gufa. Okay. Again, according to the Shohar, if she didn't have it at all, then it's not like it. Shaki is what you know. Shani Omer Shavai, what was the issue? Okay, Shani Omer Shem Shatila, Tosh of Akshavita, or Rishai in Hamasaitis. I'm afraid that, something got tangled in someone. Even if she did a couple of minutes afterwards, and she found it was okay, still also tzvila. Okay, and the shach says, we can't. The shach says, the tzvila chavah was still not good. Why? Shani omer b'shem b'shach tzvila hayav kosher. Because maybe when she went to the mikveh, it was kosher. You know, the hair was tied up, and now it came untied. So therefore, the chafif was a must.
It's obvious.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, you might buy food, do it after, check right now.
No, you rush after you're buying anything, because obviously you're not doing this because it could be that it's one hour right now.
Yeah.
And why does someone have to do that? The driving is at
the wall. Yeah, food will come down on food, so
why would you think you just do that after the feeler and that'll be good? The point is after the feeler, that's no proof.
Yes, it's a main term on the low end of the shampoo for sure. Even a goof with our Torah. Well, that's the thing for sure. That's a problem. Why didn't you mention the Hafifa? He's just saying we require both.
So
you have a Tila 7 years. Maybe it just
came out now. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
So why would our
thought
that
we
did? Obviously,
it
didn't either
after Tila. Well, you might have thought that it came in now too. She did a Hafifa and found nothing. We're afraid that maybe it was something they were for. No, that's the case. Again, he says, I feel a chop, the arachat feel, the sark on my sake, no one wants to shoot me my kosher. No, maybe the time of the going to the victim was kosher. That's what he said. Okay? And now, that's what Shach said. Shani Omer, Shem Shach, too, I have kosher, actually, there. Now it came out. Okay, next case, yeah? Next case is, we had this ready, if you're more in some of it, my son, Shikosu, Sherebi, also, he saw had some coats in Chanel, found a bone and some stuff in the teeth, and he made her go to the mikveh again. So now we saw this in once before. The Rabbi writes about an effort to raise in Chartwheel, 28. Amr Babu Rado Ramitzah, Maisa Bishikhosa, etc. The Chiddush here is Beha Shaminan, Shimlo Hidicha Beis Hastarim Beis Hakmotim Shalom. Where was this bone? Was it in her teeth? Was it Beis Hastarim? So he wants to say, we see from here, if she didn't do any cleaning out of the base of storm and found a chatzitza there, also a tzvila. In Lomim saw that the chotzam is a low water, but also a tzvila. But if she didn't find it there, okay, then you're right. Man, the domino dikas aguf of this rosh be milam or come on. Okay, we want to say that when it comes to dikas aguf or chafikas arosh, okay. Even if you didn't find something later, as we just said, it could be a problem. Right? It could be a problem if you didn't find something right afterwards. But by the base of story, we say, no, if you didn't find anything right afterwards, then it's okay. You hear the difference? That's what they want, that's what you're saying. Say again. by the base of storm. She lo yidicha base storm. The nimzam and davar chotzit shelo also lo tzila. Lo nimzam davar chotzit. Even if she didn't check it, also lo tzila. But that's not the case by the other. I mean, we say if she found something on her and she didn't do a bdika, then we're assuming it came on just then. We won't say that in the base of storm. We won't say that at home in the base of storm. All right. And that's the Shulchan Aruch says, Siv Tes. We're not going to board him. We just said Siv Ches. What is he saying, Siv Ches? He says that Lo also a Tzila, look back into the read 35 and 36 together. 35 says, Lo Chofa Kal Lo also a Tzila. Okay? Even though she did the Emanis. And now he said, Medrar, Mo Mishar Kalagu. Abeis Asari. Came and said, Tzicha, be his fine anyway. Low ino, some pomachem, a haka, came ino, some low bodzum, and shoot the bar, they also look to you. Give the symptoms of modification, symptoms. Men, there are more of the rest of the body, but not the basic storm. Basic storm, you make them. Okay? And why? So the shach is not here. Notice the shach is in the previous sentence. So the tzitz is in the kuk tzadi chetz port. This shach is in the line of base in the previous sentence. Okay? And he quotes the base of storm. Came and shaved him up with the shorts from his dog, his mother, made a bottle of a shum, he came, nobody knew what happened to him. Well, he didn't talk about the hockey low dummy, the dikas are good for the Kuzarosh. The Hossam, being a BS Mayan, the telling the Chumar, the Hossam being a BS Mayan, the Royal BS Mayan, the Chain, telling the Kuzar. The Taz back there foreshadowed this, right? I don't know if you saw the Taz in time. The Taz in Ma'amid Beis points to this din, it's if test, the next sim, the Kuzari test, that would be made. Okay? Now, you with me? Alright, and the Luta 41, we need to go back to the second to the previous Gemara. Very important and problem here's this here. Look back at 24. Okay, look back at 24. I'm sure we printed it, but look back at the previous page, 24. The Gemara said, Amar Rava, Tavlava also benim tzala the rechotit. What's the criterion determining whether she has to go into the mikveh again? Do chafif and tzil again? Was the chafifa some of the two? See that? See the words are over there? Read again. I'm 24. Amar Rava. Tavla also an inside of the rechotit. That's our case. In some of the chafifa, tavla, then in a tzicha lachot lichot. In love, tzicha lachot lichot. You mean? Right? The criteria, whether she'll be going again, was the chafifa some of the two. Now let's move to verse 41. There's an Ika Damri. Louis Fon. Ika Damri. In also hayom shechaf v'tavla, then ain't a tzichalach of litvot. We love tzichalach of litvot. The criteria is not whether it was the chafif was done right before. Was it done the same day? Hear that? Also yom, that's tzichadam. Also yom. See the chilek? So I should have reprinted it one, but you look at the two sources together, 24 and 41. That's the gemara sound of other days, right? In also yom shechaf v'tavla, ain't a tzichalach of litvot. That's the criteria. My benayu, what's the number of this? She said, number one, ikka benayu la misma chafifa tefila. Okay? Simple. The first one is very simple. Do you need some of the chafifa tefila? According to Rabbi, that's the criterion. According to Rabbi, if it was not, in the chafifa was tefila, and tefila was later, okay? Let's say they threw the chafifa in the morning and the tefila at night. Okay, every night. So then, according to the Lishna Kama, then it'll be no good. Right, even on the same day, okay, you didn't have smicha lechafiv tefila. However, if you hold like Lishna Basra, it was the same day. Then it is okay. That's nafkamina one. Lemisa lechafiv tefila. As Rashi says, 42, Ika Benayo, Lulishna Kama, bin in Samach Chafi Vatrila. The other Nafkamin is Lamechav Bi Yamama, Valibitpo Belaila. Can I do a Chafiva during the day and a Tvila at night? Okay, will that count? Alright, so according to Lishna Basra, or the Lishna Kama, I'm sorry, if it was right before, then it's okay. I did it like right before. It was still like the case we talked about before. We did the chafifa like mamash right by Ben Shmos, and she went in at night. That's good. That's summer. But according to the other one, it's another day. Right, it's the next day. So then it's not the same day.
So those are the nafkaminas. So how do we paskin? What is the bottom line? What is the winning criterion? So the Balei Nefesh writes what? Is it Tzomo Chavi Tzvila or the same day? Those are the two, right? Osiyom. Does the Chafifa have to be the same day? Look, look at 41. Ikadamri. Right? Ikadamri. In Ba'os Hayom, Shechafa Tavla, Eina Tzricha, Lachav Mitzvah. They only did it the same day. So what's the criteria? Is it Tzomo Chavi Tzvila or Osiyom? Right? According to the list of Kama, it's Tzomo Chavi Tzvila. The way we have it. It's Tzomo Chavi Tzvila, and the Shabbat is Osiyom. So how do we pass it? What is the criterion? So the writer writes in Shara 2, Simon Gimel 43, Gufo Amar Rabbah, Tavla Ba'osam Nitzal Adabar Chotze, it's Im Ba'oso Yom Shechafafa. And notice, he has the reverse order when he quotes the Gemara. He has Oso Yom as the Lishna Kama, and Samach HaChizah Tfila as the, Samach HaChizah Tavla as the Ikad Amri. See that? It's not how we had it. I'm just calling your attention to that, something important. Okay, some Rishonim had the gears, had the statements reversed, that the first case was Oso Yom was the criterion, and Ikadamri is Samach Chafifa Tavla. And Maybe and I will find, but look what he writes: V'kaimalon Kalishna Basra, the boy Samach Chafifa Tvila. But that's his Lishna Basra. That's our Lishna Kama, right? Our Lishna Kama, that the criterion is Samach Chafifa Tvila. And therefore, we low tavla Samach Chafifa, we nimtso et davar chotzeis, then tzorach lachot in the poll over again. But we low nimtso et davar chotzeis, then it accounts. Right? That's the Rabbit. The Ran also has like that, on the Riff and Shavuos Vavod Beis, Ikem and Ayo. Right? And again, he has the Zui Girsar of Alfasi, the Lishna Kama Lobina, Lishna Kama Basa Binan, the Kaimalan Kalishna Basa. Bina means Bina and Smicha, Techel Chafifa Tvila. Okay, Lishma Chavim Latvila. The Kaimalon Kalishna Basim, again, that's our Lishna Kama. Okay, can I seek the Hilchas of Summa, the Tzorach Locha Belayla, Chomer Somoch Latvila. All right, you see? So it just throws a monkey wrench at you because they had the order in reverse, they got different gears. But Lemaisa, both the Raibin and the Ran hold, like our Lishna Kama, that the criterion of whether she have to go in again or not was there. Again, what's the case? She found something on her afterwards. That's remember the case. She found something on her afterwards, right? So then the question is, does she have to go in again? So according to the way that we paskin, at least what the Rav and the Ran are saying is, well, if there was some chacham v'tefila, not a problem. Not a problem. She wants to go in again. The Rashba writes, in Torah Sabai Sarach Bai Zayin Shar Zayin 45, Miyud the Rava, Shamin l'chatchila, who debar yun in samach v'tefila, ha'ina shalob is samach v'tefila, v'tova ol salat v'tefila. He seems to be holding like our Lishna Basra, that the issue is the day-night criterion, and not the Samach issue. Okay? And that's certainly the Rambam. The Rambam, Hilchos Mikvos, Parak Beis, Alok Yitzayin, 46. Tavla va'osa, v'nim tzala davachot, says, im ba'oso yom, shechofa tavla ena tzorcha lecho pam shnia. The Rambam holds like our Lishna Basra. It's ba'oso yom. Okay? You see? Mom says, Oso Yom. Doesn't matter whether it's someone was someone or not. Oso Yom. And if so, then she's off the hook. She has to go in again. People have to call off of Pam Shia. The Raiva there disagrees. Okay? The Raiva disagrees. The Raiva on the Rambam, the Raiva in Hasogas, the Raiva in Hasogas and the Rambam holds like the Raiva in the Balei Nefesh. I mean, it's consistent. He says, I'm a Rom. Ha'kamal Kalishna Basra. Again, which is our Lishna Kama. Domim Somach Chafifa Tovla Eina Tzorcha Lachol Lipol. Bim Lav. Tzorcha Lachol Lipol. Mashakazu, Enoklum. What he writes is not true. It's not a matter of day. You hear? So the Tzmachok has shown him what the criterion is. Often, yeah. Well, this is going to depend on the Gersi, yeah, for sure. Yeah, may well, yeah. Ram passed like Arlish, but he met Argus. Ram had Argus. Huh? Because he passed like Arlish and Basa, right?
So maybe he got out of Gersi.
Yeah.
So we
pull up
the Shabbat in general.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying, yeah. Yes. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Sivyud, 47, Chofafo ve'ino ve'tavlo ve'aliyos ha'nim so the Rechot says, im betoch ono, the same day, the same ono, the same time unit, she'chofafo tavlo, eina tzvicha tzvila cheres. Yulav tzvicha tzvila cheres. And he said, and the Rambam adds, just to clarify, that like I said to you before, you had smichas chafiva l'tvila. That's not enough because hol b'hav b'shtei onos. That's how he quotes the Rambam. Now he adds something else. And then Rambam, you see what Rambam is saying? He's saying we paskin that no, it's a matter of being the same unit of time, the same ona. It doesn't matter. You may have been samach l'chafiva tefila, but if it's two different days, like you did it late in the day, and you did the chafiva late in the day, and did tefila at night, then that's no good. And then he adds something else. In the Rambam, beinkach ubeinkach tzvicha tefila acheres elazuyah tzvicha lachzor lachov. He quotes that the Rambam holds you would need a tefila acheres in any case, just wouldn't need a chafiva again. Yeah. That's what he says, yeah.
Where's that from the Rambam?
I'm not sure. Because he's medayik, look in the words, I assume. It's the Rambam just writes, Eina tzricha lachov pam shnia. Oh, it does say, I'm sorry. Ela chozer se tovelas miyad bilvad. I'm sorry. It's before it. I'm sorry, I didn't read that line carefully. You don't need to medayik. He says, chozer se tovelas, yeah. Okay? Yeah. Now, I could have printed the Rashi before in the Bais HaKotz. I should have printed before. He said, "Lo chof afilu inu ba'atzmal also tefillah." Let's look at the Shach. Shach is called Yudalid. He said, "Yesh poskim ein mechalkim bein toch ona ela bein samach letefillah." Lo, right? We saw that's machalkim Rishonim. Shach tells us. Okay, the issue is not toch ona, but rather was it samach letefillah or not? Okay, and if chayin das arrived, and he says, like you just said, "Machal kusam tole begirsam." Depends on the girsum. We're following the Lisha Basra, it depends on the girsum. Then he adds, V'yesh lahachmer kishteya deus. Thank you, the Shach. It's a machmer both. Meaning, that you need tzvicha, that the chafifa and a tvila have to be juxtaposed. Okay? And they should be in the same time slot. Okay? If you can. All right. Alrighty. Okay. And by the way, Tshuva quotes in Sukkot and Vav, you machmer like the Rambam to require a tefila, an extra tefila, just in order to do chafif again. Okay? Again, so lemaisa, that's what we do. If a woman came out of the mikveh and found something on her, even if she did the chafif right before, we are machmer for another tefila. We don't make her do all the preparations again. We do make her go in. Okay? If it was a chatzitza, that was a nageya. Okay?
Already.
If it was a real chatzitza, we would probably tell her to go back if we could.
It's a real one.
A real chatzitza, yeah. If it's a chumrah, then not. But if it's a real chatzitza, we would. You know, like under the fingernails we make, we saw that a little bit, right? Okay. Next, I'm trying to finish off if we can. The next case is where she found something on her which she was later working with. So the Gemara has, the Gemara Chulin, Yudam and Aleph. Okay, the Gemara says, Mosib Rav Lasila Rahuna. Tovol ve'olav ve'nimtzol of davar chotzeis. Come on, a man, but it's the same thing. Afo pishnis asek ba'os amin kolam kula lo also lo tvila ad shomer borili sh'ala alai kodam kain. Right? He found stuff on her, or she found stuff on her afterwards, and Rashi says, la'achar tvila. Unless you can be sure that it wasn't on, we require another, actually, yomar borili. Okay, now, Tosos there in Chulin, Yudav and Aleph points out, they want to say Ad Shiomer, points out, Hachalo Maflik Bein Tovo Somach Lechafif or not. The way we make that distinction. Maybe it should depend, was Somach Lechafif or Tzahos Hayom, we don't make any of those distinctions. Okay? So when the Tam says, Omer when the Tam gives the answer, the Hachamar Ben Intzav Guf, Vahasamar Ben Intzav Rosh, Shechafif Alo Tikin Ezel Barosh. That goes back to that Machlokas that we saw yesterday. Well, you know, what is the chafifa? That's the answer he gives there. But there are other terutzim. And what's more interesting to us is here on Nida, Samachov Mebeis, where the Gemara quotes that Gemara, Tosus quotes that Gemara in Chulin, 54, in Dimamasa im Samach. Ba'adar parakam in Chulin, Tavu olam in Sadar, Chotza fil bisas vasim, amin kalayim kulam, meaning after the tefillah, like Rashi said, lo, so the tefillah, shema barili, shalo haya, alai kodachain, ha'asam b'shalo tavo samach ha'chafifa. Hafagav the Hosam Mafik. Tos said, no, it's the same din. It wasn't Samuch. You know, the Gemara didn't say it, that's the Teretz Tosis gives. Okay? But however, if it was Samuch, right, then the Tzvila would count. According to the Tosin and Chulin didn't give that answer. Tosin and Bayos does. Tosin neither does. Okay? And so does the Rashba. In the Chidusha Rashba in Chulin, you know what Alfti Maslam Mosiv? He writes, Mayri Kigon Shechofav Kodem Tvila. Then, because if it didn't have it, so then it doesn't matter. Then it's. But then he also says, Mayri Nam Mishalocha, he works it out the other way also. So what does he really hold? So that, he says, because also Mayri Nam Mishalochav was Op Tvila, he works it out the other way too. So in terms of Psak, he tells him the Bayis HaKotzer, Bayis Zayin, Shar Zayin. First, a general question, Kamu Samuch, Shemana Ba'osa Ona, here's what's asked. Okay, but there's two things. He says that it's you need it samuch, and then he discusses what's it called, exactly it's called samuch. But he says, nonetheless, some are machmer that it's not enough. Even if you did some of the tefillah, you still have to say borili, which is what the Gemara said. Gemara said, Achi Omer borili. Do we worry about that? Do we worry about that? Well, the Rambam does. In Perak Beis, Halacha Chav Gimel, Vichos Mikvos, the Rambam writes, Mi Shetova Ve'olav and Imsov Dabachotes, Afo Pishnis Askev Osamin Kalom, Kulo Harei Betumoso, Achi Omer Yodani Bevadai, Shalohar Zelai Korma Tefillah. All right. Okay. So that's what Rama also passed. You have to, I know for sure. Otherwise, Hame Tomel Tumoso. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, okay, not that way. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you don't have to say Bori. Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Sifir Aleph, Medra Murim. Provided there was chafif for some of tefillah, shani tolo osamin nisaskaba. Avim lo chafva korum tefillah. If it wasn't, then ain't. I just took that as a diak, but it's from the next words, right? Avim the ratio of the shohar is mashma. That's chafva korum tefillah, right? Avim lo chafva korum tefillah ain't tolo bo apopish nisaskaba achar tefillah. But if chafva korum tefillah, then she doesn't need another tefillah. And doesn't say you have to say borili. The Shach, it's gotten to Zion, points out that the Bach is machmer, like the Yesh Gedolim, Shehebi Rashba, you have to say borili, like the Rambam. Okay, so we do have to say borili. And he says that's what the Rashba, and he knows that the Rashba seems to say in his Fidushim, you do have to say borili. That's a question today, how careful you have to be. Baruch HaShulchan, and Sifchav Gimel, 60 writes, Ba'ikar Ladina, the Achar Tefillah Nimsal Dover Chotzer Tzricha Tefillah Cheres Afilu Nas Nisasko Samin Achar Tefillah unless Yilo Sheodas Bebiru. So Achar Mamachmi, you have to know for sure. And maybe that's what he says the Rambam means. But you have to know for certain. Most time you know that's why we require another Tefillah. Okay. Yeah. I think so. I think we passed it. They need another Tefillah. Unless you know for sure, unless your das would be wrong. Yes, but only if you found something on you. Remember the case. Okay. The next. Not exactly.
If you claim that you forgot.
Say that.
If
they
only said
I
forgot it was in there, yeah, could be there before. Everything.
Yeah. Right. Right. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. Now the next. Just quickly, the next two sifim, if you don't mind if I finish up. Here, what if the chatzitza was the base of story? So the Ravid writes, it's in base. Ve'echad lo bodka korum tefillah bein shineh ve'lo base of storm shalom, and achar tefillah nami lo bodka, and then she finds something later, so then, mistav d'chi agav d'lekula. This chumra, if you hold it is a chumra, if you don't hold the chumra, then it's only by regular body, not by the base of story. If then by other things, if she ate or whatever, then we'll say bosa tefila. Well, hovein tzvipin shavu ben amayim. You didn't need the mayim to go there. We don't have to be machmer. Rokeach disagrees. Rokeach and Simin Shin Yutai says not true, and he quotes a story that matzosi ma'isa beisha tovah imtzo bosa shavu tzuprut tefila acheres. Based on the story with the shifchos shel Rebbe, remember? So he says we're concerned here. Maybe after the tefila came in, even though she was misasik. She's misasek with that even before. Lo also la tefila. Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rebbe. Shulchan Aruch Paskins improved tzaditesu yipeis. Remember, there are more in b'shar kol aguf. Al beis astorim in lo ina osam kona tefila. Ba'achar tefila gam kein lo ina. Ad shnitzaska b'davar achotzeit. Ba'achar kach nimtzem b'mosamin. Tolin l'hokyas. Okay? The shach here in Simchat Yutes points back to previous simon. Kuf tzadiches. Simchat Malam and Gimel. Kosavti d'arokeach kol kolei. And sure enough, we had the shaf earlier in 65, Sikot and Lamed Gimel. He said, Talin l'kula v'dayat ha-rokech ain't okay. And he quotes the rokech, and at the end he writes, Yesh l'hapen. Shaf says, we should require, even for Beis HaStarim, we should require another tree. Okay?
Not like if you were misasik or somebody else.
If you were misasik, yes, well, she ate to someone. She's right. She was misasik with the Dabar HaChotzeit, yeah. He found some. Yeah. There's room to be makel. If she was misasik with that very item, where she ate, and they found the chicken between the teeth. So then we can say it came afterwards when she ate. So by the base of storm, we're making one shulchan and shach of yeshaha. Okay. Finally, we also had this morning time with Zayin Aleph. Amar Gidel Amar Rab Nosfa Tavshel Ibna Betavah Also Lo Also Latvila Afagad Dahas Deleka Emer Bidyoni Nafam. Right, she gave sticky stuff to her kid. Now you don't find anything. We said it fell off when she came out. Remember. So the Rashbor writes, "Vaisakotzer, vaisayin shalzayin. Tovla somu chafifa. Elashenis aska ben chafifa latvila b'dvarim she'osa chatzitza. O she'nosa tav shel bno. Imosa tav shel b'dvarim she'in bokim. Osim chatzitza kibishol pul enough for chatzitza. And so on. We makbid on then lo also latvila she'ish lochel she'menidbak min atav shel. Why I love b'shas latvila and I hakwas on it now because b'dyon enough all right." And fell off when she came out of the water. Also unless she checked again before going in, after she gave it to a kid, or after she was osik with that. Okay? And the Mordechai writes, that's the point. Nosla Tavshil, the Rebbe Tavshil and Mechaz, which was, Nosla Tavshil, Nobet Tavlo, Pir Shalom, Ino, Biadekar, Matila. Until the Rashbah said it. In other words, you can give it to your kid and then clean off again. Or you can play with something or handle something and then check it and then wash again. So if it did that, then it's okay. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, finally in the last simon here, last sif here, from Kuv Tzadik Tes in Gimel 69, the Paskins, Chafafa Kodom Tvila, Ubein Chafifu Latzulin is Aska with Rama Chotetim, O Shanosla Not Tavshar Odokma, Lo Also Tvila, Afilo in Bodka Miyara Chatvila, In any case, okay, don't take a kin. What does this mean? And sometimes women do the chafif for the pre-mikvah prep, they do it at home. And then they go to the mikvah, so you can get dressed in between. The Shach Sifat Chaf writes, O Shinosa Livna Tavshal, Hecha Dehoi B'yad Rav Tavshal, Iname HaMeluch Petit B'locha B'no Adea Aruma, B'achav Tavu Lo Ina, Nafshal Lo Also Tfilah, the Domino Nosa Tavshal. This is another example of the same case. She gave it to her kid, she held her kid against her naked body, and the kid was sticky, same thing. But the Sifat Chafalov, he writes, wearing clothing is okay. Why? The lo dami le dasa tavshel she ain regilos lios halavgodim dabelach and dabem gufaisha. Most of the time, clothes don't have sticky things that are going to cleave to the body. Puts on a pair of clothes, and then it's okay. All right.
Socks. A lot of that socks.
Yeah.
Your clothes.
Yeah.
Super,
I know.
Especially darker socks.
I don't think it's stuck. But again, either way, she'll clear herself out before. But I think it's okay. All right, that finishes this simon on Chatzitza. And tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll talk about the Birchas HaTvila. Really a broader discussion than just the Birchas Mikvos, but get to the mikveh, the two good parts. When you do the birchat tefillah, what about not being clothed when you do it? Okay?